Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic jungle-style ARP hook using the resample method in Ableton Live 12, and then we're giving it that late, gritty jungle swing, so it feels alive and locked into the groove. This is one of those drum and bass workflows that just works. You start with a simple synth idea, print it to audio, chop it up like a sample, and then reshape it into something that feels way more organic than a basic MIDI loop. That's the magic here. We're not just writing notes. We're turning a clean idea into a jungle fragment with attitude. We're going to use stock Ableton devices only, so you can follow along right away. Let's set the scene first. For this one, I want you at 174 BPM. That gives us a solid modern DNB pace, but it still works for jungle energy. Before we even touch the ARP, get a basic drum loop going. Tick on 1, snare on 2 and 4, some hats or ghost percussion, and if you want, throw in a breakbeat underneath for extra vibe. The reason we do this first is simple. Jungle writing lives in the pocket. If you can hear the drums while you build the hook, the ARP will naturally react to the rhythm. Now create a new MIDI track and load up a stock synth. Wavetable is a great choice here, but operator or an instrument rack can work too. We want a sound that's bright enough to cut, but simple enough that we can shape it later after resampling. For a quick starting point in Wavetable, use a saw wave on oscillator 1, and maybe a pulse or slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. Add a low-pass filter with some medium resonance. Keep the attack short, decay moderate, sustain low, and don't overcomplicate it. The goal right now is not the final sound. The goal is to create a playable source that will sound good once it's printed to audio. Now write a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI riff. Keep it dark and minor. Good keys for this are F minor, G minor, D minor, or A minor. A basic pattern might be something like F, Ab, C, Eb, then back to F. You don't need a complex melody. In jungle, a simple repeated motif often hits harder because the movement comes later from chopping, swing, and processing. Before we resample, add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. Start with up or up-down style, set the rate to 1/16 or 1/32, and keep the gate around 55-75%. If you want that urgent, nervous jungle motion, 1/32 can be really nice, especially with a shorter gate. If you want to play it more live and loose, stay at 1/16. The point is to create a little engine of movement that will feel good once it's audio. Next, let's shape the synth so it resamples well. A good basic chain would be Wavetable, then auto filter, then saturator, then echo or delay, then maybe the light reverb, and finally utility for level and stereo control. Keep the filter fairly tight if you want more focus, or open it up if you want more brightness. Add a little saturation for bite. Use delay sparingly so it has some space, but don't wash it out. We want it to feel like a sample fragment, not a giant ambient pad. Now comes the important part, resampling. This is the core of the whole method. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record the ARP for 4 to 8 bars. What you're doing here is committing the sound to audio exactly as you hear it. That means all the synth movement, processing, and character get printed into a new sample. That's a very jungle way of thinking. Commit, capture, and reshape. If you want a more permanent version, you could freeze and flatten the MIDI track, but for learning this technique, resampling is the better move. It keeps the workflow flexible and sample-like. Once you've got the audio, it's time to chop it. This is where the synth starts turning into a jungle hook. You can use split at transients, slice to new MIDI track, or just cut it manually in the arrangement view. For beginners, I'd start with slice to new MIDI track or simple manual cuts, because it makes the phrase easier to control. Here is the key idea. Don't treat it like a loop. Treat it like source material. Break the audio into slices, then start moving some of those slices off the grid. Nudge a few hits slightly late. Pull one or two slightly early. Leave a little space before the snare. Let the main downbeat stay grounded, but let the smaller notes lean back. That little tension between locked and loose is a huge part of the jungle feel. This is also where the swing comes in. You can absolutely use the groove pool if you want to audition some swing patterns. Try MPC 16 swing, MPC 16A, or MPC 16B. Apply a light amount of timing and maybe a little velocity change. But honestly, for jungle, manual editing often sounds best. You can get very musical results by just nudging a few slices by ear until the phrase starts breathing. A useful way to think about it is this: one hit can stay on grid, the next can be late, the next can snap back tight, and the next can drift again. That contrast is what makes it feel alive. If every slice is late, the groove turns sloppy. If everything is rigid, it feels too mechanical. You want a conversation between tight and loose. Now let's process the resampled ARP like real jungle sample food. Put on a Q8 and high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the sound. That keeps the subspace clear for your kick and bass. Add saturator with soft clip if you want more weight. Drum bus can add some nice punch and crunch, but use it carefully. A little redux can bring in that gritty old school edge. Then auto filter is great for movement, and you can automate the cutoff over time so the ARP opens up and closes down during the arrangement. This is really important. If the ARP is fighting the bass line, don't be afraid to carve out more low mids. Jungle productions need room in the center of the mix, and the ARP usually lives best in the mids and highs, while the bass owns the bottom. Now let's make it feel like a real arrangement element, not just a repeated clip. Duplicate the phrase across several bars and vary it. Maybe the first four bars are filtered and simple. The next four bars open up a little more. Then you add a touch more delay or change the slice order. Maybe one section has a reverse slice before a snare fill. Maybe another section drops the ARP out for half a bar and then slams back in. Those small changes create momentum. A big jungle trick is call and response with the drums. Let the ARP answer the breakbeat instead of fighting it. If the snare hits hard on 2 and 4, let the ARP phrase breathe around those hits. Leave room for ghost notes and drum fills. That space is part of the music. You can also use the old school idea of phrasing instead of looping. Even if your ARP is only one bar long, make it evolve every 2 or 4 bars. Change the ending note. Add a push note right before the snare. Try one octave drop on a single slice. Reverse the tail of a slice so it sucks into the next hit. These tiny variations go a long way. Here is a really useful mindset shift. Commit early. Don't leave the synth alive forever. Print it, chop it, and move on. That's what makes it feel like a sampled record fragment instead of just another MIDI pattern. Once it's audio, you start making real arrangement decisions, and that's where the tune begins to feel finished. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, keep the harmony simple and moody. Root, minor 3rd, 5th, flat 7, and maybe a tritone for tension. Those intervals give you that ominous jungle energy without getting too busy. You can also layer a second, quieter copy of the ARP, maybe filtered and narrowed, to create a little stereo conversation. Or use a subtle bit of noise underneath to make it feel more textured and sampled. For arrangement, think in sections. An intro can start with a filtered ARP tail. A pre-drop can open the filter and increase the swing. A drop can bring in chopped slices that answer the break. A breakdown can stretch the ARP with long reverb and delay. And the second drop can bring in a higher octave or more aggressive edits. The important thing is to let the ARP change state over time. Before you wrap up, do a quick check. Is the ARP too loud? Is the low end clean? Does the swing feel intentional? Does it clash with the snare? Does it still work once the drums are in? And always check mono compatibility with utility, because jungle can get wide and messy fast. So let's recap the workflow. You write a simple ARP idea. You shape it with a stock Ableton synth. You resample it to audio. You chop it into slices. You move those slices to create swing. You process it with EQ, saturation, and filter movement. Then you arrange it like a real DNB phrase, not a static loop. That's the whole move right there. The real magic is in resampling and rearranging. That's how you turn a clean synth idea into a gritty, swung, jungle-ready hook. For practice, try this. Make a 2-bar ARP in F minor. Use Wavedable and the Arpeggiator at 1/16 with the gate around 60%. Resample it for 4 bars, slice it into at least 8 pieces, move at least 3 slices off-grid, and then arrange it into a small intro, a more open section, a more delayed section, and a final variation. If it still feels strong without the bass line, you're on the right track. Nice work. Keep it simple, keep it rhythmic, and let the drums and bass do the heavy lifting while the ARP dances around them. That's jungle energy.